Let us pray. Almighty God, you have given your only begotten Son to take our nature upon him and to be born this day of a pure virgin. Grant that we who have been born again and made your children by adoption and grace may daily be renewed by your Holy Spirit. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the same Spirit be honor and glory now and forever. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen. Charles Swindoll shares a story about a lady who had a circle of friends for whom she really, really wanted to buy Christmas presents. Time slipped away, however, and it was so busy at work for her, she just wasn't able to get to the store to purchase anything. But time was running out, so not too many days before Christmas, she decided to give up on the gift idea and to just buy everyone the same beautiful Christmas card. She went to the local gift store and hurriedly went through the now picked over rack and found a box of 50, just exactly what she wanted. However, she didn't take the time to read the message. She just noticed the beautiful cover, the gold borders, and the floral appearance on the front of the card. And she thought to herself, that's perfect. So she signed all of them, with all my love. As New Year's came and she had time to go back to two or three cards she didn't send from that stack, she was shocked to read the message inside. It said in a little rhyme, this Christmas card is just to say, a little gift is on its way. This Christmas morning, my brothers and sisters, we have that wonderful, wonderful Isaiah reading about people walking in darkness, seeing great light. This great light began with the little child coming into our world. And though little he was, when he came to be born in Bethlehem, he is the gift of all gifts, whose light enlightens the nations, and his light brings life and hope. You know, during this time of year, I love to make a fire in the fireplace. And I love to turn off all the lights and ask Alexa to play some instrumental Christmas music. And I either drink my coffee or whiskey, and I just focus on the light of the flames. Light draws us in. It grabs our attention. It is no different with the nativity of our Lord. For the incarnation is no small thing. God took on human flesh in Jesus Christ. And why? C.S. Lewis, the great Anglican, said it best in his book, Mere Christianity, the Son of God became man to enable men to become sons of God. Jesus came to save us from sin and death and the powers of hell. Without him, humanity would forever be stumbling in the long night of unending darkness. Simply put, we need the light of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Our Isaiah passage first begins with the Lord's message to the southern kingdom of Judah and its leaders. The people have not been faithful to God. They have broken their covenant relationship with him. They have rebelled against his divine majesty. They have chased after idols. They have practiced injustice. Unfaithfulness is the word that comes to mind. Adultery. Spiritual adultery. Where would this path take them? Into darkness. Into the absence of light. Into death. For to turn away from God is to turn away from life itself. Isaiah's message is clearly a judgment. Consequences of what happens when God's people face the darkness rather than focus on the light. Yet it has been said by many theologians and biblical scholars that Isaiah is really a fifth gospel because of the frequent prophecies concerning Jesus. The Lord enters the darkness to save others by shining out his light, which gives life to all men. And how is this accomplished? By the incarnation of the Son of God. R.C. Sproul once commented, at Christmas, we don't as much celebrate the birth of a baby, but the mystery of the incarnation. Isaiah 9:5 states, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The Orthodox Study Bible observes that a child is born speaks of Christ's human nature, and a son is given unites his two natures in one person. The Son of God is also the Son of the Virgin. Can we fathom the significance of this mysterious, marvelous act? St. Augustine attempted to do just that when he said, "Man's maker was made man that he, ruler of the stars, might nurse at his mother's breast, that the bread might hunger, the fountain thirst, the light sleep, the way be tired on its journey, that truth might be accused by false witnesses, the teacher be beaten with whips, the foundation be suspended on wood, that strength might grow weak, that the healer might be wounded, that life might die." This child born, this son given, shall bring shalom, wholeness, completeness, and in his light the nations of the earth shall hope. For his light shines in the darkness, and the darkness shall never, ever extinguish it. Oh, that all would turn face and see his gladsome, gladsome light. Amen? Amen? Our response to the light of Jesus is that it must illuminate us, and we must shine forth his light into the darkness of this world. Last night we had a great celebration, did we not? We lit candles to close out our Christmas Eve service. But the light that lit each candle came from the Christ candle. Right? That's where it all began. One candle was lit by the Christ candle, and then that candle lit other candles. And when Christian brothers and sisters stand together having been lit up by the Lord, together we shine out his marvelous light out into the darkness of this world, that those may see the light of Jesus and turn from death to life. Turn from darkness to his glorious, marvelous light and enter into his eternal, unshakable kingdom. For once we have seen the light of Jesus, once we've experienced it, there's no going back. Our eyes, our minds, our hopes and our dreams will forever be fixed upon him, just like our eyes are drawn to the flames in a fireplace or a campfire. N.T. Wright highlights, "The kingdom of the Christ child gets to work when we stop and pause and look in wonder once more at the baby lying in the manger and, like Mary, ponder in our hearts what it all means. If it is Jesus' kingdom we are working out, we cannot get enough of Jesus himself, cannot worship him enough, cannot ponder him enough, cannot invoke him enough, cannot love and adore him enough, cannot taste him enough." My brothers and sisters, on this Christmas morn, we celebrate the dawning of that great light that shines in the darkness. And as the modern hymn proclaims, "How low was our Redeemer brought to raise us from our shame. And now the highest praise of all belongs to Jesus' name. O come, let us adore him."